giving dinner at my house. Okay. Landman showed me how to do this. So I'm sending this group text message out because we're not going to have none of what we had last year. You understand me? Y'all not going to disrespect my house this year. So I made a list here. First, before I show you this, let me go and show you my setup. Oh, no. Let me turn this camera around. All right. So thank you, Cassandra, for coming to set the table. This is where we're going to be eating at. But I got a seat out here. Kayla May, you put raisins in that potato salad again and bring it to this house. This is just where you go sit and eat it all by yourself. The husband and his side of the family like to eat that mess. I ain't got to say why. Please don't disrespect my house, Kayla May. Don't please. All right, now let me get a bit more. Gloria Jean, you bring Tupperware to my house again. The only thing you're going to be packing is the wind for me slamming my damn dough in your face. Okay? Don't disrespect my household like that. You should have put some on it if you wanted to put some in. Y'all gonna send a coin over here. But thank you for the pack of meal. And that's just that on that. Sam and Amy. Lynette Steals. Y'all know Lynette Steals. Let me explain something to you. Anything is moved or missing in my house, I'm going to beat the klepto out of Lamette. You understand me? I'm going to beat Lamette as if I don't know him. Ain't no room, ain't no corners in this house for no noses. Huh? It's only meant for thumbtacks and nails to be put up. We don't do time out in this house. So you better talk to him before you leave or leave him at home. For all you children with children, this year there's a 3-child minimum. There's not no room in my bed for all your babies and everybody's children to be in my bed pissing up my sheets. Ain't nobody offered to buy me no more. Ain't nobody offered to wash them. Leave them at home or make sure you bring a car seat so when they go to sleep, you can put them in. Okay? Because y'all likes to have fun and forget your baby got a diaper on. Not this time. My bed, off limits. Everybody, water will be available immediately. Sodas are not available until we get ready to eat. And there is a minimum on that. You will not be opening up all my pots and leaving them everywhere. We're not doing that. Not this year. And if you don't like my rule about the sodas, bring your own. Make sure you don't sit in my chair. Parents, advise your children that if they don't want to have skin scathed off of their ass, the bathroom water is for just that. Washing your face and washing your hands. You don't play in my water. Whatever they do at your house, it don't happen here. This is the warning. Before you get here, don't ask me if there's going to be some Bluetooth. No, there will not. There will be old school playing the entire night. If you don't like it, stay home or stay in your car. To you cousins that like to take the walk, when you come back, I need you to spray it. Ain't no reason these children around here know what y'all smell like. It ain't cute. Bad enough, everybody's eyes is hot tamale bread. Lastly, if you have someone that decided not to attend the dinner, there will be no sample plates to take home to them. Tell them about the food. I'm not out here giving taste tests. All right? Can't wait to see y'all. Love y'all.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Listen. Welcome, Rita. What?
Good morning.
I had to play auntie.
Yeah, I saw that.
She getting ready for all of her relatives to come over. Yes. In their place.
Games. You ready for
Thanksgiving?
Somewhat.
Are you cooking?
Supposed to be something like that, but haven't quite got nothing together. Yeah.
How your week going so far?
It's actually been super busy. I was like, Monday, I was like, oh my gosh, the whole week done passed by already, and it's only Monday. When I was thinking of everything that has to be done, and I was just like, oh my gosh, but yeah. It's been busy.
Okay. But, all yeah. right, what's going on, Glory?
Good morning, Miss Rita. Hi.
Morning.
I haven't started cooking, don't feel bad. I haven't done anything. I've bought everything, but I think I'm going to start cooking tonight. I'm going to have to cook cabbage.
Oh, come on. Talk to
some potatoes.
Yes.
I think I'm going to add carrots to it this time, too. But I believe I'm supposed to be making dirty rice, too. Those are my two dishes.
Hallelujah.
They want me to make some yams, but
come on.
I might.
Hallelujah.
But that's all the dishes I'm
gonna
be making.
Okay. Well, I got started. My husband has a he's gonna do the main thing. Mm-hmm. I just did all the sweets. Sweet potato pie, corn pie, then do my cakes. I did a couple of cheesecakes, me and my daughter. Mm-hmm. That's our tradition. Cook together, you know, for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know. And put up the tree, but I already put my tree up. I couldn't wait. I went ahead and put it up. I still got a couple of things I gotta put up on it, you know, but it's up. And lit. All right, y'all. Let's get into the topic. You know, of course, we're talking about Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to just take some time for each one of the hosts to just talk about what are you thankful for? Oh, we got Vita here. What's going on, Baba? What's going on, Vita?
Thanks. How y'all doing?
Are you on the road, Vita? What's happening?
I'm on the road.
I like the glasses. Yes.
Thank you.
You, Vita and Rita got them glasses working today.
Okay. Rita show is working them glasses now.
Yes. Where are you going?
I am actually still in Houston. We haven't left yet, but I'm headed to Indiana.
Indiana. Oh, my Lord. Huh? What'd you say, Rita?
No, I said, oh, my. I was telling her safe travels.
Oh, yeah. Safe travels. Okay, since Vita's on the road, we're going to get into the topic, which is, what are you thankful for? Since it's Thanksgiving, we got a new normal going on with our holidays, with family gatherings, can't get it, you know, have big groups and all of this. So let's start with Vita. What are you thankful for? Vita.
You said DeVita. Okay.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm up here trying to do two things at once. I am thankful for family. I'm thankful for God's grace and mercy. I'm just thankful for everything that God has planned for our lives. I'm going to say for our lives because I'm one of them friends and that's thankful, you know, for the things that God blessed other people with. I'm happy and joyful whenever somebody else is getting a blessing. So I'm just thankful for everything that God has planned for our lives.
Awesome. Okay, Glory, what you thankful for?
I am thankful for the opportunity to have all five of my children. It's been 6 or 7 years since we all came together for our day. So I'm grateful that we're all going to be in one house together. We're going to do like an all-black photo shoot, so I'm excited about that.
Okay.
I'm also thankful that a couple of years ago, I wasn't where I was around Thanksgiving versus where I am today in this holiday season. So I'm grateful that I'm actually in a stable position now versus 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, I'm thankful for just being able to be here, because you know a lot of us, a lot of people lost their lives throughout this year. You know, a lot of people that were here for Thanksgiving last year and not here for Thanksgiving this year. So I am very, very grateful just to be here. You know, I get so excited. I turn my car into Rudolph. It has red nose on it, some antlers. All because I'm grateful. Well, I'm grateful every day because I wake up, I'm woke. That's a powerful thing to realize, that just being woke, you know, then you can go down the line and say, this person is still here. This person is still here. This person made it through COVID. You know, this, and they're still here. It's so, I'm just grateful to God, because it could have just been so many other ways. You know what I'm saying? My God. So I feel blessed this season. I really, really do. Rita.
Yes.
Rita, you talk to us this morning, girl. You know.
I'm grateful. Yes, amen. I guess it's just so much to be grateful for. You know, I just thank God for grace, first and foremost. His grace is sufficient. His grace is everything. So, foremost, I want to thank God for his grace. Secondly, I thank God, family, friends. Thank God for being a provider. Like you said, I thank God for still being here. You know, it's so much going on. You know, I just thank God for being protective of my family. Thanking God for protecting my friends. You know, yeah, all of that beautiful stuff, life. Just thank God for life. And just being grateful for where he have me, you know, at the moment. Sometimes we get caught up into our emotions and what we think we should be or what we want to be in life, that we forget where we are in life. And it's by the grace of God that we are where we are. So I just thank God for his grace. That kind of seals everything. So
I like how you said that, you know, just thanking him for his grace, you know, and we could have been so in so many different instances, but God, amen. We played Auntie at the beginning of the show, and she was saying all of her stipulations for Thanksgiving. Oh my God. Now, the one thing that Auntie pointed out was those raisins in that potato salad. Somebody talk to me right now. Listen, where did it come from? I just want somebody to, I'm going to hold my hand up. I want somebody to tell me where these raisins in the potato salad came from. Somebody help me. Did anybody know? The truth is the truth, you know. Yeah. In African American culture, we don't do raisins in a potato salad.
I've never had it.
And some folk, I'm gonna just throw this out here while we on the potato salad. They put the little shredded, my apostle brought this up, put the little shredded carrots.
That don't go in there either.
I thought that was for coleslaw.
Baby, listen. It's some folk that's out of control when it comes to potato salad. Mm-hmm. Just straight up out of control. Don't play with the potato salad. It's some folk that's cut over messing with the potato salad.
Come on.
And you know what? You know what? Good potato salad has few ingredients. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It has few ingredients. It don't take all that. Good potato salad has few ingredients, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can go with, look, the potatoes, the relish, the egg, mustard, and the little mayonnaise. You know what I'm saying? And that goes a lot of way, a little seasoning. And I'm telling you, and that's a good potato salad right there. You see what I'm saying? It don't take all them ingredients. See, when you get to add extra ingredients and stuff right there, that messes up good food.
Now, I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know we went to put mustard in the potato salad.
Uh-huh.
I'm one of the ones that can't even deal with, I don't want you to put no onions in the potato salad. Baby, I understand that's good for some folks. But I don't want, when I'm eating potato salad, to run into an onion in the potato salad or mess me up.
Yeah,
people put onions in the potato salad.
I thought people put brown sugar with onions.
Wait, brown sugar? Wait,
brown sugar? Rewind. They done went too far. Brown sugar.
A while ago, we were at a cookout, and a friend of a friend, she was in the kitchen making the potato salad. You know, she was cutting up everything. So when everything was done, she was like, you know, we're going to give it a little sweet little taste. Let's just put a dab of brown sugar.
I'm dope.
I was like, you're going to take that dish home.
Take it with you.
I don't think nobody here eat
Tupperware. Get you some Tupperware.
I done heard a little bit of regular white sugar. You know what I'm saying?
White
a little bit like just a little
but
kid.
Not brown
but
sugar.
Brown? Oh, no. That's.
What is this world coming to? I guess an end.
That's it.
People trying to add their own flavor.
Uh-uh. Leave alone.
What
you say? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yes.
That's it.
Come on, and put them potatoes in there. Go on, get you a little. You know, why are we putting? Okay, I'm gonna go over here. Y'all go ahead. Brown sugar, though. Come on, boo. We tripping. I'm putting the brown sugar. Stop playing. Somebody listen. This comic, he was talking about how he went to somebody's, I think his auntie's house, and they had potato salad there, and it was raisins in it. He said he started, you know, just hitting a bowl of potato salad. He just started beating up because he thought roaches was there.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
He thought the raisins were
roaches.
When I saw that, I said, dang. Because that's what you think about. Yeah. It's just like this lady had given me a ham, right? She did me a ham. Pastor Jay, I got you a ham for Thanksgiving. I was like, oh, a ham. My mama warned me years ago. She said, don't eat everything people give you. That's what she said. Don't eat it in front of them anyway. So I took the ham home. I mean, it's wrapped in foil. You could smell it. It was, you know, I was like, oh, it's a little hot. You know, I was ready. Got that ham home and cut into it with garlic cloves. All in it, I said, what's happening here? Why do we have so much garlic? Why is it garlic shoved into pork like
in the
that?
Ham?
In the ham,
garlic on ham? You mean like the garlic?
Wait, did they stuff it?
The cloves, garlic?
Yeah, it was just out. When you cut it open, you could just see all the little. Woo! Jesus, I was done. I don't know what that was, but I followed my mama's advice, and I didn't open that in front of that lady. I did it at home. Thank God it was years and years ago, and she probably don't know me today, so she won't be able
to. Probably
get rid of that.
Probably trying to they say when you put garlic and pork, it's supposed to help minimize the the salt or something. I don't know. But I mean, not for ham though.
Yeah, I don't think for ham.
But you know, if you can't eat pork, just don't eat the
Just don't eat it.
But
okay, so have y'all had any situations at a Thanksgiving feast that blew your mind? You was like, this should not be happening. Anybody? Besides people carrying off all the food, 4 or 5 plates of food. Besides that. For the people that ain't here.
Let me tell you, we had a Thanksgiving where we had family that brought friends that we didn't know. And the friends that we didn't know brought to go with. So they, now in our house, you can't come in the kitchen unless you wash your hands. If you ain't wash your hands, don't come and touch no pots, don't touch no plates, don't touch no pot. Like, my mama, she'll be sitting back there watching, wash your hands, wash your hands. And the people that are going to get mad when you tell them to wash their hands.
Oh, yeah. What you trying to say? You know, that's why we should have had Thanksgiving dinner at my mama's house.
So they was getting that, you know, they was getting ready to take their to-go plates. So we all, you know, it's always that one person in the family that got something to say about everything. Where y'all going with these to-go plates? who are y'all? Who invited y'all? It just started a whole big scene over some to-go plates.
But why is it that the people that bring nothing want to leave with everything?
You know,
didn't bring nothing, didn't bring a soda pop.
Didn't even bring a
like the auntie plate. Say, didn't even put in on it. Like the auntie say at the beginning of the show. You didn't put nothing in on it. You didn't help with nothing. But
come
you and you trying to leave with 5 or 6 plates. They got the they got the dessert plate, the meat plate, the side.
They didn't got club, but some people starting to bring.
And you know, rule of thumb though, let me tell you, rule of thumb is you are supposed to bring something. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter if you're going to a dinner party, a birthday party, bring, I don't care if it's a, look, if we ain't hardly, if it's a bottle of wine, bring something. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's something that they might not, I might have got it out of my pantry, but it's something, you know, bring something. You know what I'm saying? That will contribute.
Right.
And that's just kind of the rule of thumb, you know?
Yeah, but it's some folks, let's just be real. We got some people in our families that they don't care what you're talking about.
They don't even believe in contributing anything.
Why can't? Look, they show up, listen, and they sit on the couch, they flip the channels on the TV. First thing they want to say is anybody watching this?
You know they don't got all them channels at home.
Anybody watching this? Now, thankful. Why is it so important for us to be thankful? You know, why is it, you know, y'all know we love the Lord on this show. Why is it important for us to be thankful and to give thanks? Because a lot of things that God blesses us with, we take for granted.
Right.
You know, as though he has to give it to us, or he has to do it for us. You know, why is it so important for us to be thankful? Or you can say grateful.
I'll say, I look at it like we complain over the smallest things when trying to prepare something for family. We want to make sure everything is perfect. Mm-hmm. But then you got people on the side of the road that just won't.
Yeah.
A simple piece of turkey, a simple piece of ham, you know, they just smoke, just a small plate of food, mm-hmm. You know, but we have all this food, we got all these necessity things, and, you know, I think it's important that we be grateful over the small things,
Oh,
just even having a place, a stove to cook food, or, you know, just being able to go to the store and, mm-hmm. You know, cook a meal. You got people who don't have that opportunity to cook a meal. You got people who lost family members and can't cook for their family this year because of COVID. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very, you know, necessary to be grateful, you know, over the smallest things.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think we all take, it's a part of us that God has been blessing us so much,
right,
till some of the things that God has given us have become a norm, right? So we have begun to take his care for mm-hmm. us for granted.
Yeah.
Him supplying our needs, him being our provider, him being our healer, mm-hmm. him being, we have begun to take those things for granted.
Right.
We just lay back and just know that God got it. But what about giving him praise? What about thanking him for being who he is, you know,
right,
because he didn't have to do it. Like you said, we got, it's in Houston, you know what I mean? In Houston, they got a place called Tent City. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's people that have set up their homes under Pierce Elevator. You know, they're trying to move them and do all this other stuff,
yeah,
move them out of certain neighborhoods and everything.
Yeah.
But we won't even go and offer them food. We, out of what God has given us, the plenty that he has given us, we're in our home. Like, look, I don't have to give them nothing. You know, even people on the under the freeway, we pass them. I don't have to give them nothing. But because we're so worried about what they're going to do with it or what they did with their life and all this kind of caring. But one day, God forbid, but one day we may be in that position.
Right.
I was in that position. I was telling y'all about it. I was in that position before,
yeah,
of being homeless. You know, and well, that means without a place to live,
mm-hmm,
right? Because some people think homeless is just in a tent under a bridge or pushing a basket. We got this certain view of homelessness. But it's some folks that's homeless. They might be sleeping on somebody's couch. They might be. There's so many variations of it. We take where we are, our status, being able to turn that key and walk in our front door, go in their kitchen, look in the refrigerator. We take all that for granted.
We do.
You know, and we had to get to a place where we begin to show God that we are grateful for what is. And how we do that? We give.
Yeah.
What the holiday is, Thanksgiving, we give.
Mm-hmm.
What you think about it, Rita?
Amen. I think, what was the question on New Year's? Because like I said, I had went out.
Why should we be thankful? Why should we not forget to be thankful?
Like I said, there's so much to be thankful for. And we should always give thanks because, like you said, and I always bring it back to, if it's only by God's grace that we are able to be who we are, where we are, and we should give thanks to God for that. We always should give because he looks beyond our fault and see our need, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think we should always be grateful. Nobody likes a person that's ungrateful,
right,
just in life in general. Because you don't have to do it. And that's what God's grace is for us. He don't have to do it. And
right,
so I think we should just always be grateful. And like you said, if we have it, give back. I'm big on giving back. I believe that we are the hands and feet of God.
Come
and
on.
For those people that in need, and because I was doing a food drive, a can drive, but I didn't get a lot of response from it. And, you know, sometimes it never ceases to amaze me how people can be when you're able to. I'm like, go in your pantry, get two cans, donate a dollar, anything that to just be able to give to a family that's less fortunate. Not everybody has made horrible decisions, especially even in this season of life, this pandemic. You have a lot of families, people have lost jobs and don't have a financial income or are struggling. And so this Thanksgiving is different from a whole lot of other Thanksgivings prior. And it's like I said, it's not just feeding the homeless. You have families that's struggling right now to even provide food on their table for their family. And so, you know, if we can give back, I think we should. I mean, it wouldn't hurt us to go in our pantry or whatever, or give $5 or whatever, like you said. And I think it's that's one reason how we can show God we're grateful. God, thank you for blessing me with an overflow where I can help somebody. You know, sometimes if you can't, I totally understand. If you cannot help somebody, that's very understandable. But if we can, you know, try to help somebody, you know, so because I had planned on doing some things and giving back. And so because, like I said, God has been good. He's been a provider. And if he's been that provider in your life, I think we should be grateful and always give him great, you know, always give him thanks. Yeah. So that's kind of.
And I think, like you say, the greatest way to show that we appreciate what God has done for us is to give out. You know, it's, sometimes we need, but I learned that when you give out of your necessity, God mm-hmm. blesses you. He turns it around and he increases you. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we be so busy trying to make sure. Oh, this is, I'm going to keep this. And we'd be so busy doing this till we can't, you can't give like that. We'd be so busy hoarding and keeping stuff to ourselves. It's too much here, too much there. Oh, that's mine. It don't matter. It's mine. It's mine. You know, and we don't realize that you close your hands. You close yourself out. You put yourself in a position. Well, you don't have room enough to receive anything.
Right.
You know, you don't have room for anything. But we have to learn to make space. And the way you do that is you give. You give. You want God to bless you. My husband laughed because I wanted a new couch. And he came home and the old couch was gone. You hear what I'm saying? He was like, we're going to sit on these chairs and watch TV. I was like, yep. Because God told me he's going to give me a new couch. I had to get rid of it. You hear what I'm saying? And before I got that couch, I had a futon, you know? And my son was like, okay, mama, you said God was going to give you this. You got to get rid of something. So I got rid of the futon. See, we got to make space, but we are always thinking that what we have is proof of God's blessing, you know? But really, it's the more you give, that's the proof of God's blessing.
That's so necessary. Because if you really think about it, when you holding on to stuff, your hands are tight.
Yeah.
So what exactly can you receive?
What can you receive?
If you're constantly trying to keep, like, everything you have. Every year I give away a lot of shoes, a lot of clothes, a lot of jewelry. Like, every year, because I feel like I want a new wardrobe every year, so I can't go out and receive, you know, do what I want to do if I still have this stuff, you know, that I need to get rid of. And I'm just grateful that we do have a heart to just want to give it away. It's a blessing to giving is a blessing. It's a gift to give.
I think some of us too have been through such some traumas in our lives from losing and mm-hmm. abandonment. And so holding on to stuff has become a
security.
That's security for us. Holding on to people, mm-hmm. holding on to dead relationships, holding mm-hmm. on to dead, you know, but it's not the relationship that you saw that has you. It's just the fact that I don't want to lose. I don't want to, but you have to let go. You have to let go, you know. Speaking to different people that have been abandoned, when they get in something, they become stalkers and, you know what I'm saying? They become possessive. I'm serious. Because of the trauma that happened to them in their lives. And so we have to allow God to see, you know, we don't want to face that. Oh, it's not that deep. Yes, it is. For some people, it's that deep. They don't want to give to a person that's on the side of the street because they mad because they working every day. Oh, I work to get mine. You think I'm just going to hand it to you? That was a test that God was giving you. You had asked God for this. You had asked God for something. A lot of our giving is to, God puts that challenge on to see if we would pass a test, to see if we, you get what I'm saying? Oh, I knocked. But you wouldn't open the door. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was hungry, but you wouldn't feed me. Oh, you get what I'm saying? So it's like, when are we going to really show the true love of God, it comes through thanks, what?
Giving.
Thanksgiving.
There you go.
I love Vita know about that because she gives a lot.
Yo, Vita.
She gives a lot.
Listen. Listen. My thing is, I don't care if I have something on me and somebody was like, oh, that's beautiful. I love it. Yeah. Here you go, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just, listen, because when I tell you God will come and bring something 10 times greater around to you.
Come on.
And when I tell you I'm a living witness, let me tell you something about me. I've given so much to where I've never, now I need y'all to listen to this. I've never had to purchase my own car.
Wow.
Never. Let me tell you something. My own car. And that's just going on just to constantly just, hey, here, giving when I don't have. Because see, it's really about giving when you don't have. Yeah. It's not when oh yeah, well I got extra this, I got extra that, yeah. I got extra. When you don't have, you know what I'm saying? That's when it works out look for your good when right. you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind, with giving, when you don't have, that's when, oh my gosh,
yeah.
that's when those blessings fall in. I'm telling you, and I'm a living witness to that.
Yeah.
I think with giving, I think it's like, when I think of giving, I think it's like planting a seed.
Yeah.
Come on.
Planting a seed and you reap the harvest. I mean, because okay. it's like you can't beat God's giving. Yeah. So a lot of time when you take, I know it's a saying or maybe a scripture. I don't know. I can't remember. But it says, when you take care of God's business, basically he'll take care of yours. And when you out there giving to people that can't, or, you know, like you said, if you have a giving heart, God will take care of you. He definitely will take care of you. Like I say, in your, like Queenie was saying earlier, like when we hit that moment in life where we need something, you've planted seeds. Yeah. You've planted seeds where you will not, I mean, you will hit that season and you still won't lack because God will be a provider. He will touch people's hearts. He will make ways. He will open doors and open the windows of heaven and pour out his blessings because you have done your part. You know, as you come, like you said, as long as you continue to plant seeds, and you will never lack because you planting those seeds and they becoming fruitful and they're gonna come in abundance and bless your life when you least expect it, you know. And when we hit those moments of life, that's why that can be the answer to that, because that's why it's so important to be grateful and to give, because like I said, I see it as a way of planting seeds. When you're there for somebody, when you least expect, and when you when you're back up against the wall, then somebody will come through and you'd be like, Lord, and you know it was nobody but God. You know it was nobody but God, but you know, and sometimes we'll forget those things that we done, you know, that we have done or helped somebody out in the past or whatever, and you just not looking for nobody, quote unquote, to come through, but God will touch somebody's heart and we know it was nobody but God. So like I said, I just get it as a way of planting seeds in life.
Mm-hmm. You know, I like how you reference that because it's amazing how we always, like I say, we expect God to give us. We expect God to. I was sitting in the lady's office and I was telling her how much God loves me. I know God loves me. Oh, I know God loves me. She kind of hit me with a 1-2 punch and said, but what have you done to show God that you love him? You know, she just, and I had done things, but it was just so powerful when she said it, because we're always talking about God is so good to me. God has brought me from a mighty long way. God has did this, that, and the other. But what have we done to show God our appreciation for what he has done for us? You see what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, it's easy to brag on God.
Yeah.
You know, But if he ever had to have a conversation about us, what would he say?
Yeah.
You know, would he say when you were at that stop sign and I told you to give to that man, you decide to keep up? You decide to let your window up, right? You decide to, what are we doing? And that's why I'm talking about being thankful, because we think being thankful is just saying thank you. Lord, I thank you. But it's really through what we do.
Actually.
Like people say, worship. Worship is what we do. Mm-hmm. It's not when we get in church and we in worship. That's not worship. Well, it's worship for some people. But true worshipers, they are kingdom building. They are blessing people. They are touching people's heart. They are giving hugs where hugs are needed. They are being there for folk that other people don't want to be around.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? They are in. Listen. Even that he said, be careful who you
entertain,
because you could be entertaining an angel, right? So, yeah. So we have to understand that worship is not a good song. You get what I'm saying? And crying and falling out. We think that's worship. That's not worship. Worship is when you get out there and you say, Lord, my body is a living sacrifice. Use me however you want to use me. And you forget about yourself and you focus on him. And guess what? Then he say, okay, turn left, turn right, feed this one, give her this, go in your closet, give her all of them dresses right there. Take these shoes. Give her that purse. Like Davida said earlier, they'll say, oh, that purse is cute. Boom, here you go. You know, listen, we are his vessel, right? So he's a spirit. His spirit dwells in us. So when we show up, he wants to use us, right? So if we're I'm a vessel of God, or I'm a woman of God, or I'm a man of God, or I'm a child of God, you know, but we're not doing anything godly. You know, I go to church. What they have to do with worship, you know?
Right.
On the praise team. Oh, I'm the usher. Oh, I'm the this. But listen, are you ushering in life? Period. Are you, come on, I'm just saying, you know? Oh, I'm the nurse at the church. For what? Okay. Are you being a nurse? I'm just saying. Can you sing that same song to somebody who's going through? You know what I'm saying? Can you just bust out in a song and say, without him, come on, and just bless somebody? Can't. So we have to, you know, we got enough saints on the line. Like, and I love what Rita was talking about too, you know, and we have to be able to call each other to the carpet about this worship, okay? Because when Rita said, okay, I'm doing a canned good drop. You do notice that these days people are not as giving, you know, and hoarding. And it's like they done forgot the process. The process is you give and then you receive. That's the process as a child of God. But in this time, the enemy brings that fear in, brings that you better keep it, or you're going to need it next week, or you're going to need it. You never know. Store it up. Put it here. You're going to need it. You know, listen. If God say give it.
Give it away.
Gotta give it. That means he's getting ready to replenish. He's getting ready to, you get what I'm saying? But you don't have no space. Okay. Hallelujah.
And there's no such thing as giving to the wrong person.
Oh my God.
Help us.
For the religion, I'm not giving that to that person because they did this or they got this. It ain't, I'd rather bless somebody who got a whole lot. Because apparently there is something they do in their life right for them to have that harvest. So let me just sow into that.
Let me sow into it.
It ain't nothing. There's no such thing as giving to the wrong person.
Or that alcoholic. Oh, I'm not gonna give. I know he's gonna take that straight to the. Okay. Well, go buy him some food then.
There you go. Okay,
well, go. If you wanna put him in the car, take him, give him some, or tell him, hey. I'll be right back. And you go find him on purpose. You get what I'm saying? Oh, listen. That's what I'm telling you. My father, he used to be so irritated with people that would ask him for stuff on the side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
When he got saved, the first thing he started doing, he started giving to people. Mm-hmm. When he got saved, because he realized that was not of God what he was doing.
Yeah.
He realized he was doing it out of anger. He realized he wanted people to, sometimes in our mind, we feel like this person ought to live this way. And if they live this way, then I'll bless them. Right. You know, then I'll help them. If they do it my way, then I'll help them. Right. If they fix it up the way I think it should go and it makes sense to me, then I'll help them. But his thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways are not our ways.
Come on now.
You cannot judge a situation off of how you feel or what you've been through in your life. If God say do it, you got to obey the voice of God. You have to obey the voice of God. My dad, listen, it was 8 of us in that house. We never went without food. Never without food. But I had to go back and I had to realize that my mother and father had planted seeds. I used to get so mad at my mama because she would move people in the house. I'm like, Mama, who is this? Who is this living with us? We don't have space. You know, I think this in my mind because if I would have said it out loud, I wouldn't have teeth today.
Yeah. Right.
I realized later on when I grew up, that's how my mama kept us fed. Right. It wasn't because my dad was a mass electrician and he had this, that, and the other. That had nothing to do with it. It had something to do with the seeds, like Rita was talking about, that were put in the ground. My mama was planting seeds. My mama was at the church, she was in prayer service. She was fixing meals. She was feeding people. She was getting canned goods and out of her pantry and taking them to folks. She was having dinners at her house. I wanted some of that steak, but she was feeding folk, you know? But we have to step outside of ourselves and let God use us. You know, God will take us. Oh, that's Keisha. God will take us to a whole new level if we just trust Him.
Mm-hmm.
If we just trust Him, forget about what they look like. Forget about if they did it the way you thought, doing stuff the way you think. Sow into that person's business. Sow into that person's life. Christmas is coming up. I challenge folks that's watching this video. Christmas is coming up. I challenge you to sow into people's business. Instead of buying gifts, sow into their business. Instead of going out here giving them what you think they ought to have, find out what they're doing and sow into their business. Find out what they're struggling and sow into that. Find out what they need and sow into that. I promise you, that'll go a whole lot further than a bathrobe. I'm just saying,
we don't need no more Bath and Body Works.
That's it.
No more shoes.
I can buy that.
Come on.
But come on, here you go.
But a little encouragement.
Right.
But if you can give me a phone call and say, hey, I'm gonna send this, I'm gonna spend this on you, a Christmas gift, but you got a business, I wanna sow. I wanna invest, right, in your business. We go to McDonald's and sew into McDonald's. You know, we sew into the corner store. I'm going to get in there. Let's be real. You walk into the corner store just to pay for your gas and you buy over $20 worth of stuff. You know, that $20, you could just sew it into somebody's business and go without that bag of Cheetos. I'm just saying. We do, but we can't. You have to get a mindset for that. Right. You have to get a mindset where it says, okay, I've been, like, for 1 year, I was just every time I broke a $10 bill or a $20 bill, I was putting $5 bills aside, right? And I was like, oh, I looked, I was counting, I was like, oh, I got that paper. Watch this. God say, now give it to Sister So-and-so. Mm. Oh, girl. Ooh. I was like, Lord, he said, give it to so. I had to give it to him. Look, listen. For a time, I was getting food stamps. Mm-hmm. And the Lord say, every month, I want you to pay tithes off your food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're paying tithes off food stamps. I say, yeah, I go to the church. If the church don't need it, I find somebody in the church. And I say, hey, I'm going to give you 10% of my food stamps. And I was honest with them and told them how much it was. And that's how, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
There's so many ways to give. Like, I've done it. I done it before too with my food stamps. Yeah. You hungry? Don't let me find, and nobody would know I done it either.
Yeah, come on.
You got a problem letting people know what they did.
Yeah.
That's another topic.
Yeah, come on.
You know, everybody ain't got to know. Don't let your left hand know what you're
right hand doing.
Everybody mm-hmm. know what you're giving.
Oh my
but God. I agree with investing, taking, you know, don't buy gifts. Go find a business. Go find somebody who's trying to build something from ground up and go sow into that.
Proceed in that. Come on. Proceed in that. Mm-hmm.
I was I don't know her name. She do hair products and stuff. I think it's Trika, something like that. But I was listening to one of her videos, and she was talking about how she gives. She's like, yeah, I have a business. And she's like, people talk about how much I give. But she's like, I'm not losing. You know, she's like, this is in my giving. She's like, I'm packaging up. She's like, but I'm giving. And she's like, I have an abundance of overflow where I'm not even missing. I can't even, she's like, I have so much coming in that I can't even see. I can't even count of what I'm giving out. She's like, because God told me to do this. She's like, when God told me to do this and I'll listen. She's like, my business is not missing. She's like, because I give. And she's like, the more I give, the more the abundance are coming in and just flowing in. She's like, because God told me, she's like, don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't tell me what I'm doing. No, my business is not missing because God told me to do this. And he told me to bless these people. And I'm blessing. So she's like, you know, she's like, it's in your giving. She's like, the more I give, she's like, I got so many packages. She said, matter of fact, I have so many packages I'm trying to pack up right now that I don't even know if I had a time to, you know, she's like, I just need so much help with, you know, packaging my products or whatever. She's like, so I'm not missing, you know. So a lot of times, like you said, it's in our giving. And a lot of times we try to hold on to what we have because, yeah, like you said, some people use it as for a security or mentality. Like, nah, I can't, you know. But like I said, we can't be God's giving. And, you know, the more we give, you know, the more he gives back to us. And like I say, it's a seed, you know, we plant seeds and, you know, sometimes we get caught up in that era where you want like, nah, I need this for me right now. And, you know, but sometimes it's just better to give. And so once we learn how to, and sometimes it's a process, some people not there yet, and it's okay, but we just have to learn how to be able to give back to not just the less fortunate, but, you know, if God put it on your heart to give somebody, you never know what people are going through. You know, a lot of times people look like they got it all together. Yeah. They look well put together, and behind closed doors, they going through hell and high water. And wow, nobody knew it, but God put you on there. Give that to Sister So-and-so. Get them $200. And you're like, Lord, $200. But he's like, yeah, because you don't know what their prayer was. That's why I say we are the hands and feet of God.
Amen.
You put it on your heart because you don't know what this person was just praying for. Somebody could have just been praying for some groceries. He said, go put a bag of groceries on his doorstep. You're like, and they open the door, boom, there's a bag of groceries. Mm-hmm. I've heard stories like that. And because we are the hands and feet of God, if we truly listen to him and, you know, and obey what he tells us to do, you never know whose prayer that you answering.
Answer, that's right. That is so major what you just said, my God. That is so, so major. You know, with the hands and feet of God.
Yeah.
Do you know how powerful that is? That means that I got to get out of myself. I got to get out of myself. Y'all remember that song, I Give Myself Away?
Yes.
So, in other words, I get myself out the way. Right? I get out of my and schisms. I lay my burdens on the altar and I rise up in the spirit of God. Come on, hallelujah. I lay my flesh. Oh my God.
Let's get rid of my agenda.
Come on.
My will, Lord, versus your will versus God's will.
Come on.
You know, and that's what I think about when I hear that song, I Give Myself Away. Like, what are you really giving away? You know, to please God, like, what are you willing to let go of your own desire and get in the natural realm of
Come on, girl.
In alignment with God's desire? You know,
That's his assignment. Girl, you can say that again. Get out of your stuff and get in alignment with his will.
Right.
With his will.
Then we can be called the children of God. Then we can be called the children. Then we can be called.
Oh, we did it again. We went to church. My God.
We just love God.
We love God. And, you know, while we were talking, we're getting ready to, we got 5 minutes left. While we were talking, the Lord said we need to really look at that thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. He said, our thanks is given. Mm-hmm. Our thanks to him is given. Our appreciation to him is given. Amen. It's not saying thank you. Watch this. Y'all know I'm a preacher. Listen, watch this. So Jesus had the little lunch, you know how they like to say, and he had to feed a multitude of people. What did he do? What did he do before he fed them? He held it up and he gave thanks for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for my little bit. Come on. Now, Lord, and then as soon as he gave thanks for it, he increased it so that he could what? Give it away.
That's the type of God we serve. A God of increase. So give thanks so you can receive your increase.
Come on. And he's going to increase it. But watch this. The increase ain't even for you either.
That's it. Come on.
I'm going to jump out
there. That's the word right there.
Constant exchange. Hello. Constant exchange. All the time. Every time all you get, it ain't even yours. 10% of what you have, that's probably, that's a whole nother topic. That's a whole nother topic of time. 10% of everything you have alone to somebody else.
Somebody else.
I'm not a preacher. I'm just a servant. That's it.
Listen. Thanks. Giving. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving. It's about more than what people are making it about. The turkey is good, but when you get a turkey to somebody that's hungry, come on, hallelujah. Glory to God. Christmas is coming. Oh, my Lord Jesus. You're talking about some depression that's about to go. We're going to talk about depression in our upcoming shows. We're going to talk about rejection in our upcoming shows. We're getting ready to sign off. We're going to start with Vita. Vita, sign out for us today.
Hey. I just want to wish everybody a wonderful Thanksgiving. And remember, to give, that's what it's all about.
All right.
Till next time, I'm signing off.
All right. Come on, Rita, sign out for us.
Yes, this is Rita Nelson. Just want to say on Thanksgiving, not just Thanksgiving, but every day, always be grateful and give back. I'm actually on Thanksgiving, I'm actually volunteering, passing out food to give back. So want to say, y'all can contact me if you want to, because we are in need of volunteers to give back, even if it's just an hour or whatever. But just give, make sure we give, you know, that's the whole ultimate plan of God's, you know, in life, God's plan to give back. So I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And we will be here, same place, same time next week. Lord's willing, be blessed.
It's Glory. I'm so grateful that you guys was tuning in today. If I could just leave anything with you, reach out to the cousin, the uncle, the auntie, the granny, the great-grandma, the people who have not been around family for years because of what they have not let go. Oh. Reach out to them.
It started a whole nother... Okay, come on here, Lord.
Just reach out. That's, if I can leave anything else, reach out to that person. Mm. But I'm signing off. Have a happy Thanksgiving. God bless everybody.
All right. We love you. Once you remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. Holding on.